What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle, and today just want to talk about doing the work that's required, doing the work that we say that we're going to do, and doing the work with purpose, and not just to do the work, if that makes sense. So oftentimes, you know, when we're in this journey and lifestyle of growth and expansion and trying to become bigger and better and always trying to improve and get the things that we say that we truly want in our lives. Number one, it's important to, along the way, celebrate those successes and appreciate the things that you have in your life. Otherwise, you can go through life oftentimes trying to just constantly get more and more and more in all areas of our lives and never truly appreciate the things that we have. So first point is to appreciate what you have along the journey. Appreciate the journey so that you don't get to a point in your life looking back and say, what the hell was it all for? But assuming that we're celebrating and appreciating the things that we have along the way to continually growing and expanding, we can oftentimes get stuck in this rut of doing the work just to say that we did the work. Meaning that there's certain things that we create in our lives, habits, and processes, and systems that we put in place that we, number one, weren't necessarily doing before, so it is a good thing. It's not a bad thing that we're doing these extra things in our lives or these new things that are helping us get to where we want to go. You know, these systematic habits and routines that we have that help us along in our growth and expansion. But oftentimes what happens is they just become a checklist that we're trying to do and get done so that we can say that we can do it. And what happens in that situation is it kind of loses its effect, if that makes sense. So in living the warrior's way to this legacy lifestyle, I have something called the core four, and there's things each day that we need to do so that we can get our core four done. And oftentimes what happens is we lose focus, we get busy, and the core four becomes more of a drain or just some tasks that we need to get done versus what it's truly meant for, which is to create power and to create this this focus and this energy by getting these things done in our life, in our core four, early in the day, that gives us this sense of urgency and this sense of power to go out and produce and do great things in our business and to be a great husband and a father and to weaponize our body and to have this great connection with God or our higher power or whatever that might be or look for you. So as it can look is you start, you haven't been doing this, you feel like there's more to life, to leading this legacy lifestyle, to ultimately being able to leave a legacy. We start to add these habits, these routines in the warrior's way, what we call the core four, to our life, which is a great change because it's something that we hadn't been doing. It's giving us structure. It's giving us a system to strategically access this power in our day so that we can go out and produce. But ultimately, eventually, what oftentimes happens is it can become just another thing that we have to get done, this checklist that we have to check off each day. And it can also eventually just become a burden, which totally defeats the purpose of why we would have these routines and habits in our life. And so we need to remind ourselves, and you need to remind yourself of the reason behind what it is and why we do what we do. So we don't forget the meaning and the purpose behind why we want to, on a consistent basis, daily, do certain things, do our core four, have our morning routine and rituals that we would do on a daily basis, and continually remind yourself of why, continually remind yourself of your holy cause, your holy purpose that drives you to do the things that you do, whether that's your family or your kids or whatever that might be for you. But take a look into your life, and if you have these habits and rituals already in place in your life that kickstart your day and give you the sense of power, but over time the effects have seemed to fade away a little bit. Number one, just remind yourself of why it is that you do that. And number two, take a look at how you could change it up a little bit to keep it interesting as well, or to continue to challenge yourself as you continue to grow and expand what used to seem like great achievements becomes normal. So as we level up, our new upper limits become our normal, and eventually become our lower limits. And then we got to continually push to create new upper limits in our life. And so those upper limits, lower limits continue to change and grow. And it's the same thing when we achieve these new habits and things in our life. So what once was hard and seeming unimaginable that we'd be able to do as far as doing the work and doing the things that create that power, all of a sudden become normal and become a burden if we're not careful. And so we need to consistently and continually reevaluate and assess where we're at in our life and take these things that used to be big successes but now are normal and figure out how we can continue to push and increase those upper limits and continue to grow and to continue to keep those habits and those rituals in our life, because they are important and they got us to where we are today. But in order to grow, we need to expand those and change them, but keep them consistent as well. So, yes, we need to do the work, but we need to know why and continue to reevaluate what it is that we are doing and doing the work so that it just doesn't become that just work. Because once it becomes a burden and once it becomes looked upon as work, oftentimes what we do is we just throw it to the side, quit doing it, stop, and revert back to our old selves, to what was comfortable and complacent. And the growth and the expansion stops. So take a look across the board, living this warrior's way to our legacy lifestyle, across our body, being balanced in business, and take a look in your life and see where things at one point that we looked and considered as things that weren't normal for us that now have become normal, and see how we can continue to improve on that and change them and challenge them and make them interesting and keep them fresh so that we can continue to grow and expand and remind ourselves on a daily basis what our holy cause is, that the ultimate purpose that is driving us and giving us the passion to continue and to continue on. And also, of course, don't forget that you need to celebrate and appreciate the journey and the process along the way as well. So I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. I'm going to keep this short. If you want to continue to get these podcasts, we'll send you a link. If you can just text lifestyle to 38470. Again, lifestyle to 38470. We'll get you hooked up with the daily email with the link to the podcast. And I appreciate the fact that you're here and listening to this message, and hopefully can resonate with you and help you to grow and expand in your journey to living the legacy lifestyle.